Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, they've broken up, but he's still pretending like they are a happy little family. What does she do? Coming up in just a minute.
All right, two stories circulating this morning that are bad news for teachers. Really bad news. So there's this teacher in Kansas that was really feeling pretty secure about his job. So decided to go on TikTok and confess a couple of things he does as a teacher.
Teachers, if a student is annoying you, just remember, you can lie. I teach history. I tell my students the wrong stuff all the time when they annoy me. I tell them that Abraham Lincoln invented the car. That's why it's named after him. I tell them Logan Paul and Jake Paul had a great grandfather named Paul Revere because they don't even know how names work anymore. And I crop dust them. And then I just let it stew. And then I walk away and I go, oh my God, it stinks over there. And then they have to sit with it. And you know what? They can't fire me because they need me too badly.
He got fired.
No. He did.
He did. He got fired.
But he, of course, he had to have been joking, right?
I don't know. They say he's a teacher slash comedian, so I'm sure that's going to be his defense. Like, I was just making a joke, but it's too late. They fired him.
Oh, gosh. Poor guy.
Well, he had job security. They're not going to let me go. They need me. Bye-bye, teach.
Apparently, teachers aren't allowed to be funny, Abby. Oh, I hate that. That's why school was so miserable.
And the second one is a Texas kindergarten teacher, and she realized there was a kid in class, super hyper, right? And somehow desperate to get this kid to calm down just a little bit. So the teacher decided that she would give the students melatonin gummies to calm them down.
They found it was melatonin gummies. They did find the bottle in the classroom, from what I understand. We just noticed at least on three occasions when he came home, he was completely lethargic. He was stumbling to get off the bus. She had called me a few times asking, what do you do at home? What do you suggest at home to get him to calm down? He's very active, and we sometimes have a hard time getting him to focus back on the task at hand.
Absolutely not. I am filing charges. Mm-hmm. The school's getting a lawsuit. You have drugged my child. All hell is going to break loose.
She needs to be fired. She needs to lose her teaching license.
Yes.
And on top of that, she needs to be hit with child endangerment charges. Like, that is... You don't drug children. I'm sorry. Especially not ones that you're own. The only people who are allowed to drug children are doctors.
Which is the bigger offense, the melatonin or crop dusting the kids?
Melatonin.
Let me think. A fart versus drugging my child?
I mean, it depends on what his fart smells like.
You know,
like
the biggest offense is saying that the Lincoln was named after Abraham Lincoln.
Those gummies are deceptively delicious, so I can see how this happened. By the way, my gummy vitamins are really good. Like, I eat one, and it takes every ounce of my being not to pop another one in my mouth.
Yes, that's the truth. All right, on to the email. She is very, very confused. Social media and relationships, man, they'll screw you up on a bunch of different levels.
Dear Burt Show, my boyfriend and I broke up a few months ago after almost 10 years together. Listen, the reason doesn't matter. It was a hard, emotional breakup, considering there are kids involved. We decided not to tell most of our friends or even family until we both settled what our future looks like. So that means right now we are still living together. Here's what I can't understand. Why does my boyfriend keep posting pictures as one big happy family? I stopped posting because I didn't want my friends and family to be misled. It made no sense to me. But he seems to have stepped it up and is posting even more family photos lately, given the appearance that everything is perfectly fine. I can't figure out why. I'd love to get your input before I talk with him about it. Is there something I'm not seeing? My ex is still very important to me, so I don't like to think the worst, but why? Just why?
All right, anybody? 1-855-BIRCHOW. When it comes to social media and relationships, I'm not on real solid footing anyway, but I can't understand what the calculation would be behind it. Like, why add? Because at some point or another, you're going to have to tell the world and tell your family, like, this, we're done. And maybe they're going to know the timing, maybe they're not, but why step it up now?
It feels like you're setting people up for an even bigger fall. I'm wondering if he's having a hard time accepting that this is over. So this is his way of still living in the past. And because he hasn't been able to fully accept the present.
Yeah, people do this a lot with, like, their wedding photos, too. Like, once they realize it's, you know, everybody in their life's birthday, they're like, let me post another photo of my wedding. So maybe he's realized, oh, I have all these beautiful photos of our family. I got, like, maybe 3 more weeks to be able to acceptably post these. Maybe he's just going for it.
And also, maybe, because we have minimal information here, maybe he's hoping that if I post all of this, she'll realize we're actually supposed to be together. So it's a little bit of like a manipulation tactic. Mm. Like, see how great everything is, or see how great everything could be. And why are we even doing this?
Like, you're going to let all this go? Mm. Look at all. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cass, you're the social media director. You have any opinion on?
I think it sounds like, also, there's, like, reputation, right? Like, if you've always had the picture-perfect family and everything's great, and then it's not, like, it's an embarrassment to sort of publicly admit that for some people. I just think it's going to make it worse in the long run if those pictures are continued to be posted, and when it, like, they do end up moving out. It's going to be weird because everyone's going to be like, well, you were just fine. Mm-hmm. What happened? And it's going to make it seem more on. Whereas if it had tapered off quietly, people have been like, oh, I thought I saw the signs coming on social. That makes sense.
Well, have you ever noticed that people who are genuinely content in their real life tend to stay off social media the most? I almost feel like it's sort of like he's compensating or wanting to put on a front that even though he's really hurting in his personal life with his family, maybe getting the validation of posting happy family photos is going to somehow even that out.
I also think there might be another, like, sinister plot behind it, and they're trying to make themselves look like the good guy before the news goes public.
Oh.
That's good. So the pictures and what have you get posted, and then when they finally have to go public with it, then the family's already on. He's posting the pictures?
Yes, he's posting all the pictures of, like, look at us, all we're right. happy, we're, like, we're doing so good.
So if they break up, he can blame her.
Yeah.
She
ends up looking
like, the strategy is here. Everything was great. I was having the amazing time. Or he was having an amazing time, and he puts it on her.
That is massive
that's sinister.
Manipulation.
That's
Machiavellian. That's
low.
That's
cryptic.
Low.
And there's no other explanation for it. Because it makes zero sense to me, Elsa.
Yeah, no, I mean, we just thrown out like about 6 different, conspiracy theories. And I'm looking at the phone calls, but I mean, Monique says she should ignore it, but that stuff is really hard to ignore when it's right there in your face. Like, I do feel that's a conversation that needs to be had between partners. I don't feel like you can ignore that. I mean, we can go ahead, Tommy. Let's take number one, Monique. Hey, Monique, welcome to the show. So you think that she should just ignore it and not address it with him?
Not ignore it completely, but I got taken to Ohio because he's from Ohio with his family as a family. And when we got there, his mom was like, so are you guys still together? I said, not really. And he was like, okay, well, not really is like loosely. And I was like, are you serious? So what I did was just ignore him the whole time. Like, I wasn't really even there.
Gotcha.
So, and what is what's his motive for that? Just because he hadn't told the family yet?
He's narcissistic. He has not told the family. It's all about him. And as long as he's comfortable, he won't make any change. So you have to make him uncomfortable.
Appreciate you calling. Thank you. All right, so advice there is to just ignore it?
No.
Don't bring it up?
Yeah, my advice is to like be like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, the relationship is over anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well just go for it. Go, what are you doing?
Yeah, you need to get on the same page with that for sure. Got nothing to lose.
The Bird Show.